This is the parallax for Monday, April 13th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're starting with a significant political development in Washington. Representative Eric Swalwell has suspended his campaign for California governor following multiple accusations of sexual assault and misconduct, allegations he denies. A former staffer alleged Swalwell sexually assaulted her twice when she was too inebriated to consent. Separately, the Department of Homeland Security is investigating claims that Swalwell employed a Brazilian nanny after her visa expired. There are now bipartisan calls for him to resign from Congress entirely. Here's where the coverage diverges. The Guardian reports Swalwell faced accusations from four women and notes the DHS investigation was initiated by a complaint from a conspiracy theorist who mailed anti-Obama films in 2012, contextualizing the source. Axios calls his exit a colossal shakeup of the California governor's race, quoting his statement that he'll fight the allegations, but not as a candidate. Fox News emphasizes the bombshell report and growing Democratic calls for him to step aside. But the Daily Wire goes further, reporting that multiple sources in media and political circles knew of Swalwell's alleged conduct before it became public, but didn't report it. That's a meaningful difference in how outlets are framing accountability. Turning to a striking confrontation between President Trump and Pope Leo XIV, Trump publicly criticized the pontiff on Sunday, calling him weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy in a Truth Social post. This follows the Pope's denunciations of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran and Trump's immigration policies. Leo, the first U.S.-born Pope, arrived in Algeria on Monday to begin an 11-day Africa tour. NPR describes Trump's comments as an extraordinary broadside. Axios reports that Trump's remarks escalate already high tensions, noting the president accused Leo of catering to the radical left. The Washington Examiner reports Trump criticized the Pope twice in one day, once on Truth Social, once at Joint Base Andrews. Fox News situates the dispute specifically around the Pope's anti-war comments on Iran. Different outlets, same escalating pattern. We move now to a major international development. Peace talks between the U.S. and Iran have collapsed after more than 20 hours of negotiations in Islamabad. Vice President J.D. Vance departed Sunday morning, and President Trump has subsequently ordered a U.S. Navy blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, targeting Iranian vessels. CENTCOM confirmed the blockade begins at 1400 GMT Monday. The ceasefire between the two countries expires April 21st, though mediators say the door for future negotiations remains open. Here's how different outlets are reading this situation. Axios reports all parties still believe a deal is possible, and mediators hope to enable another round of negotiations before the ceasefire expires. Washington Examiner reports that Vance told Iran it had to abandon nuclear ambitions and meet six key demands, citing a senior U.S. official, establishing what the administration considers non-negotiable. Al Jazeera reports Iran's military called the blockade an act of piracy. But here's the analytical difference. BBC frames this as a test of wills, Iran's capacity to absorb strikes versus Trump's tolerance for the war's costs, suggesting the fundamental predicament remains unchanged despite the blockade. Fox News reports a U.S. official saying Iran misjudged its leverage and operates under delusions about its negotiating position. Same facts, strikingly different assessments of what they mean. Finally, a major political shift in Europe. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has conceded defeat after 16 years in power. Opposition leader Peter Magyar's Tisza party won approximately 53% of the vote, with Fidesz dropping to 37%. Early results show Tisza on track for 128 seats in parliament versus 62 for Fidesz, a landslide. Magyar, a 45-year-old former Fidesz insider who broke with Orbán 2 years ago, declared he had liberated Hungary. Notably, Vice President Vance had traveled to Hungary in the final days of the campaign to support Orbán. Axios calls this result a political earthquake that will ripple far beyond Budapest, noting Vance's failed attempt to influence the outcome and Magyar's promise to bring Hungary closer to the European Union. Bloomberg reports that Hungary's forint surged to a four-year high and local stocks jumped to a record following Orbán's defeat. Markets buoyed by expectations the result will unlock EU funding. The Washington Examiner notes that European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen cheered Orbán's loss.